All right. So, ladies, here we are again. I hope you're doing fine. And yeah, get ready with me again. I did that yesterday and I thought that was good. I liked it because I want to be time efficient. And maybe you know that. I think I shared it yesterday that sometimes we feel like me, that's how I feel when I'm alone. I don't know, I kind of more distract myself, but if a friend is around, I want to do the things that are important. So when I notice that when friends are around, that I want to clean, like I do the dishes after eating, I always do that, but it's easier for me. So yesterday I did my first Get Ready With Me video. I liked it and I'm gonna do it again. So hello, welcome. And I'm happy that you're here, that you're back. If it's the first time that we're meeting, hi, my name is Joanna Fatonji, and I am a spiritual life coach, feminine energy coach, and yeah, just all in all, expansionist. Yeah, I just learned that word from another teacher last week, and that's what it is. Like, I help women to create the life of their dreams by staying true to their divine nature. And that's the whole thing about the divine feminine. We are the human, right? We have our nature, our body, our hormones, our sexual hormones, our sexual organs, our heart, like all of that, the physical is our humanness. And then we also have the spiritual, right? And we have the different layers. So from the physical to the spiritual. And yeah, and then when you activate your energy body and you become aware of your psyche and in this life on earth, you become everything. Like, you become healthy, you become better at relationships, you realize, or you learn. First, you learn what it is to be a woman, yeah, and then also to express yourself creatively. And by knowing your worth, you can also, yeah, get paid, get paid for exactly what it is that you bring to the table, because we are always in this universe, and also in this world, especially in this world at this day and age, we are all so transactional. So whatever energy we bring, we can cash it in and then also live the life of our dreams. So we will talk about that a little bit. And today I'm gonna get ready again with you. I'm here. I have my mirror here. So if you are here and you want to listen in, just take a sip of water, like get your water, get your tea, whatever you like to drink, get comfortable, lay back, and just get into the receiving mode. Because I realized yesterday I was having, like, I received something. I received a friend helping me to create a talk, a workshop, and I love the explanation. I love when somebody tells me, like, now you can lay back. You can lay back and you can just listen. So that's why I'm saying it to you. Yeah, so today I thought about talking with you about the culture of social media, also the culture of pop culture, and how this is literally a blessing and a curse. Obviously, I'm also here right now on, I don't even consider YouTube a social media channel, but it is, right? Social media, and we have our own, like, TV in our hands, and most people, just the internet, right? I have realized that, or I have even studied, like, read studies about that, that children from parents that know how to, yeah, create a healthy life, let's say that, children from more educated parents that actually have time for them, use the internet differently than people that don't know anything about life, right? So if you use technology with consciousness, it can be the best beneficiary for your life. You can learn, because we are living in the day and age of information, and we can learn everything that we desire to learn. But I always like to say, and I also got into the trap, I never want to speak from, oh, I'm so like, I never did anything, but I realize it for myself. Just learning without it have any relevance to your own life can become an addiction, right? If it doesn't have any relevance to your life, like you just aimlessly watching content on social media, depending on what kind of content, it's even worse. But even knowledge, like let's talk about knowledge, because I believe that if you are here and you found me by the titles or just by your spirit or however you came here, I believe that you are open for knowledge. Yeah. Your knowledge, you want to learn. You want to learn how to live the life of your dream. As a woman, you want to learn how to heal. You want to learn how to maybe also self-care. You want to learn how you can, yeah, become the best version of yourself. Like this, these words are so overused, but I'm still going to use them because basically it still is what it is. Like we're here to, yeah, to become our own goddess. Like yesterday I decided I will call you ladies divas, okay? Because like diva, everybody knows what a diva is. And also, just reclaiming that word. Diva comes from deva. Deva is also goddess, and a diva is a human goddess, right? Like we have examples of divas or what that's supposed to mean. So you're my divas. I'm a diva too, and it means a woman knowing her value and what she brings to the table, and also not being shy about asking for what she desires, right? So that's basically it. We will not go too deep into that today. But what I want to share is the culture that we're living in. The culture that we're living in is over information and, of course, also pop culture. And so many people, I talked about this in my last video yesterday, that so many people, like, it's just part of the psyche, I think. I haven't gone too deep into it, but people, peasants, like normal people, like, actually, to be honest, I was never too interested in it, but normal people love reading about celebrities. Normal people love reading about kings and queens also. Like I went to the doctor's office and there was like, there are all these magazines about like the Queen of Wales or whatever, like the Queen of Norway and all of that. And I believe in our psyche, it's because kings and queens and today's celebrities are next to gods. Because, yeah, they're connected to the creative realm. They represent riches. They, most of the time, up until this day and age, they have represented, yeah, beauty, status, but also family, which I subscribe to, like the family values, legacy, power. And that's what I want to talk about today. The social media culture has become so toxic, and also the music culture, and especially the hip hop culture. So yeah, let's not beat around the bush. Obviously, I'm a Black woman in Germany, and the way that I look, like I'm whatever you want to call it, I'm light skin. Yeah. I never really had any like role models really from my own culture. Like my dad is from Ghana, and just visibly. And that's why we talk about it today. Like we talk about representation. We talk about people depicting people looking like us in different situations, right? We want to be represented in in the nice car. We want to be represented in the nice area where you live. We want to be represented in sitting at the table. We want to be shown in those positions, because if you see somebody else there, you see yourself there. That's the power of the physical eye, right? That's all about representation, visibility, so you can imagine yourself in those positions. It's easier. So I obviously more gravitated to African American culture, and also obviously because it's so, like, even I'm 34 now, and like when I was younger, I grew up when we had no social media and no cell phones. I think I had my first cell phone in sixth grade or seventh grade, something like that. But everyone who's from that era knows it was far away from what we have today. So I want to say that this culture is so toxic. Even though sometimes I can tune into it and enjoy it, I'm not saying like totally, but I am seeing this from a more pure standpoint now. And I'm like I'm using this word pure, because if you, like, I have done like healing work on myself for the past 8 years, also around sexuality. And I can say that this culture is so toxic in terms of selling young women. Just today, I saw the Bongos by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Even though I have some level of respect for those women because they turned their suffering into something, like this Bongos video. I think I have never seen the video, but the cover of the CD or the cover of the song is those, like, just being naked, like overly sexual, and then introducing like poppy colors, like pastel colors, having the lollipop, even that, like this whole lollipop kind of thing. For me, like, the more sensitive I get, it hints towards liking little girls, right? Liking little girls, because why is it so sexy to have a woman like in pastel colors, kind of looking like candy cutting and things like that? And also the archetypal lollipop, like lollipop. Yeah, we all know what it means. And also it hints to a little girl, because like grown women don't really lick the lollipop, like the factual lollipop. And I was thinking, like, yeah, it appeals to young women. It kind of, even though it's so obviously sexual, it is kind of covered up with the layer of innocence, but it's far from innocent. And that's what I despise. And I think this is so noteworthy, and that's why I want to talk about it, because in my work, everything is about healing into femininity, and sexuality is a big part. I believe women should be empowered in their sexuality, but very important, and all of my clients, and I have clients ranging from 19, I think she was the youngest, from 19 to 57 or something, like that's the range, to up in their 50s. And I realize, of course, it's important for a young woman to feel sexy and to know that she has the juice, but don't use it if you don't know how to handle it. Don't use it if you don't know how to handle it. And I'm saying that with also still being like, ugh, disgusted. I like to look beautiful, and I don't, and I have toned it down. I worked in a very masculine environment, in a sales job, and like, probably if you don't know, like, sales is very raw. I believe, like, this kind of work environment that I've been in, especially studying energy and being an energy reader and very sensitive to it, sales is so savage. There are so many men activated in their root energy, like activated in their sexual energy. This is what is kind of keeping them going. Like they're motivated to hunt
and then to kill the prey, aka the customer. So many men in sales are like overly confident, which is good, like confident, but again, also very much in their sexual energy. And if you know, like, that's what people inside sales like to say. I don't know if they're proud.
I don't know why this video is so dark. I really don't know. And I don't like it, but I don't know. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's the camera. Maybe I got to change it, but bear with me.
So in sales, it's really about you're being super masculine, basically. Super masculine, super activated with your energy, like your sexual energy, your life force energy.
And of course, in sales, there are many people sleeping with each other. That's what it is. Yeah. Apparently,
right? I didn't know that until then, but it makes sense. And I didn't want to partake in any of that. And so I could like neutrally observe what's going on there.
But what I want to say is that me as a woman, and I like to be beautiful, I like to dress feminine, I like to dress maybe even a little sexy, you know, because I feel good about it. It's juicy. It's fun also for a woman. But so important, again, a woman has to know and protect herself and know how to carry herself when she has activated her sexual energy. Because if you activate your sexual energy and you are naive, you're going to be run over. And I'm so, like, I definitely also experienced that myself. I got, like, I had many very unpleasant experiences. And not only by like molestation or something like that, but just even the looks, the energy, man telling you that they have fantasies about you. I think that's too much. That's too much. Like, don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. Maybe at one point it's good for the ego because we've been conditioned to like that. But to be honest, I feel energetically raped already. You tell me that you're having fantasies with me, with my energy, with my body. I feel some ickiness in my spirit. I don't want that. Like, I didn't invite you to do that. But I learned, that's why I'm saying it's important to have energetic boundaries, but especially also because in order to healthily activate your sexual energy, I know, like, that's personally, I know you have to have boundaries. You have to have also maybe even like the mouth or the energy or the awareness of fighting back energy. Yeah, just knowing that you can't just be taking for advantage, like nobody can take advantage of you. Because like when you look a certain way, men will react a certain way. That's just what it is. That's just their animal nature. And you activate it. You activate it. Yeah. So it's about taking 100% self-responsibility and not be like, okay, yeah, I am free and I can wear whatever. But yeah, if you want to wear whatever, you have to have the energy to also fight off the energies that you attract, because a beautiful woman is like a flame, and then the masculine sexual energy is going to be like moth to the flame, right? So that's why I'm making a very, very big point here. And I believe that very few women actually know all of that. Obviously there are women, definitely. And at the same time, I believe they're not enough. And if you think, again, coming back to hip hop culture and coming down to like women just being naked, overly naked, making it look innocent. Also, women being like, yeah, I can do whatever with my body. I can do whatever with my body. I am free. Like, that's a whole feminist kind of thing. Like, I own my body. Nobody can tell me what to do with my body. Like, I will do whatever I want with my body and I choose, you know, like that's basically the narrative today. But yes, if you choose to do whatever with your body, be aware that the consequences, there are consequences, and be aware that they are going to be heavy on your spirit, oh my goodness, on your heart, on your spirit, on your heart, but also on your emotions and on your, oh, look at that. I didn't even know. Like I'm having this eyeliner and there's probably a little pearl inside so it doesn't clump up. Yeah, so I've never done that. I like that. That's a good idea. It's a very good idea. Where else do you find this, like the little clump things? I think I used to have it also in lip gloss where you did like this, so it doesn't clump up. But I don't know. That's just a little distraction right here. But what I want to say is, again, coming back to, women saying, I can do whatever with my body. Yeah, you can. But are you aware of the consequences? Yesterday, I read something amazing in a book of one of my favorite mentors right now, and I think basically forever, that, yes, people have choice, but the best choices are informed choices. And if you don't know the information, you can't comprehend the consequences. You will make choices based on the wrong or lacking information. So if you think it's good, yes, you want to be free. I think we all want to be free. Our spirit wants to be free. But I only believe that there is freedom in boundaries. I spoke about that. The feminine, especially the feminine, wants to be free-flowing. That's our nature. But without structure, without rules, without regulations, without do's and don'ts, we will just flow with no direction and with no purpose, and it's just going to create a mess. It's just going to, like, imagine really looking, I love this example so much. If you, the feminine flow wants to flow freely, creatively, not bound, be bound too much, you flow. But if you don't have a direction, if you don't have a structure around you, like the river, right? The river, the water inside the river is the feminine, is the flow, is the freedom. And the structure is the rules, the regulation, and the constriction. It's constricted, right? It's boundaries. It's constriction. But without the constriction, the containment, yeah, everything will just puff. Like the water will just be like a puddle of water, you know? It doesn't have a direction. It's not flowing. It's actually just, you know, creating mud and chaos and a swamp, yeah? Like nothing productive or nothing beautiful, nothing, I don't know what to say, but like, it's not going to be good. And that's the same thing with our spirit. Our spirit is in essence feminine. That's what I would say. Like the spiritual flow, the energy is feminine. We want to move. Yeah, we want to. But if you don't have the right containment, if you don't have the right consciousness, the rules, the regulation, the structure, the forbidding, and that's what people today don't want to hear. There are things that cross boundaries. There are things that are forbidden. There are rules and regulations where we have to say stop, no further. Yeah, so important. And you can make that up for yourself if you want. You can research and you can make that up for yourself. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to take a long time until you really find that orientation to make it up for yourself, because there are some things already, and I'm going to say it, even though I am not religious, I am not. I grew up wanting to learn about Christianity. My parents didn't baptize me, so I could choose myself, and I wanted to learn more about God. Today, I know about all religions a little bit. Like I studied Islam. I studied deeply Christianity because that's just where I fell into. I studied the Hindu pantheon, yeah, like the Hindu stories, the Bhagavad Gita. I studied a little bit of the Kabbalah, like the Jewish mysticism, like all of that. I studied a little bit of everything. And basically, I believe they're all saying the same. And it is also like it was rules and regulations given to humanity thousands of years ago. Yeah. And it was for the consciousness of that time. So we can, but we can still learn from that. We can still learn from that, and we can still apply some basic principles of that, but also to pair it with maybe science or maybe consciousness, maybe something where you feel like, okay, to upgrade it to the modern understanding of things. As I said, because I believe that the rules and regulations in there, they make sense. But as a rebellious spirit, I am also a very rebellious spirit. And I wanted to find out. I didn't just believe what I have been fed, but I wanted to know. Like, I didn't want to blindly believe, but I wanted to know. And I made my way. I invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in myself, euros, to learn more from spiritual teachers and to read and to just make my own conclusion, which has led me to that the divine principles, for example, of purity and not having sex before marriage and covering yourself up in a certain kind of way, yeah, that these things make sense because it is for the betterment of human nature, because human nature can be very savage, the lower human nature, the sex drive, you know, and if we don't contain it, if we don't have some rules and regulations around it, we will end exactly where the Western world is right now. People are going crazy. People are going crazy. Society is going crazy. Young people are going crazy. Marriages are no longer working. Yesterday, I spoke with a colleague of mine, and I said something like, where are the men? Where are the good men? And then he also told me, like, and he's probably in his 40s, definitely, not probably, like, he's definitely in his 40s. And he was like, I wouldn't recommend you no man that I know. And I was like, what? Why? And he said, yeah, they all don't want to be in a relationship because it's too much of a headache. And because they can just go on Tinder and swipe and then they find the next woman. And I was like, not shocked, but I'm always shocked again. Like, to be honest, like, people think I'm not living in this world. I do. That's why I'm saying all these things. But at the same time, I am shocked because how long can you stay in denial of love? How long? I mean, yes, maybe everyone has had their heart broken by a person, by life, you know, all of that. But at the end of the day, I still see, and that's what I seek out. I still see the beauty in life. I believe in God. I believe in divine spirit. I believe in the goodness. I believe in the abundance of the universe, the abundance of goodness, of love. I believe in love. I believe in marriage. I believe in family. I believe in all of those things, even though I have seen the darkness and I know what's going on this planet. But how deeply can you be disconnected from yourself? And that's why I'm saying this is also, yeah, social media. And now if we want to say that, even like the dating sites are kind of social media. I also, like, I signed up on one dating platform, and everyone, like, was, yeah, just looking for sex. So yes, I am a little naive, but I know how to shield myself. So okay, then I'm gonna delete my profile there again and really see if there are any profiles available where you can actually meet people that are looking for marriage. I hope that there are sites like that. And if not, I believe that the divine will guide me towards the right people. But I was shocked just saying that. I was shocked that he said that, like, that men in their 40s are already, they already resigned from finding real love, because we are human beings. We're designed. Oh, I think the light changed. I love that. We're human beings. We are designed to want to be in deep, meaningful relationships. And deep, meaningful relationships, not necessarily with people on the internet, even though I really want to connect with you guys here. Yeah. And I think we can build from here. But at the same time, we want and need physical touch. Like, we want and need physical touch. Like, this will release oxytocin. What can I even say? Like, people always come to me with this science. Yes, science is important if you're so brainwashed already that you need science all the time. I needed it too, like the evidence, right? And that's fine, but I'm no longer there because it just makes sense. We as human beings, like, for hundreds and thousands of years, depending what you believe, how long our species has been here, if we evolved from apes, or if we are the descendants of angels, you know, I don't know what you believe, but I think the human species is quite young. And we have evolved as tribal beings. Like, we have always, we belong to each other. I mean, I really, at this point of my life, I don't really understand how you cannot understand that. Like, human beings are not designed to live in isolation. Human beings came from a mother, you know, like, it needs a man and a woman to create a baby, and then another baby and another baby, and then we create a family, and then we have extended family, you know, and then we have a group of people, a tribe, a village, and then we have a society, you know, and it's all coming, like, the family, everything comes through the family. And this is exactly this is what I'm pointing to, that people, like, and also me, that's the whole point that I'm making here with my business and also with my whole journey, is that people, and especially women, and I'm speaking to y'all ladies, yeah, that we have to kind of come back to the nature of things, and then to align our desires with our physical desires as well. It's connected. Yeah, I think because we're so disconnected from our human nature, we also disconnect from our deeply rooted desires. And, like, especially women that come from broken families, and broken family doesn't have to be super bad, like it doesn't have to be like what you might think, but it can also come down to your mom was a working woman. You live in the Western world and your mom was never there, so you didn't really bond to your mother, so you didn't really learn how to bond to anyone, yeah, because your mother is the most important person for you to learn life skills in relationship. Moms, yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense. So maybe that happened to you. That happened to me. Like, my mom was a working mom. She was very masculine up until this time. Like, my mom is still alive. She's now enjoying kind of the fruits of her life because she has retired early and her man is taking care of her. So that's perfect. But she needed a long time until to arrive there. So I just want to wake up. I woke up myself. I had to wake up myself. I'm 34 now. And I just want to pass that down to you, whoever you are, where you are. But I always say, like, you're my little sister. And I want you to know this information before you turn 40 or 34, because it's easy. It can be easy if you are willing to put in the work of deconditioning and, like, cutting yourself off from modern day society in ways of seeking guidance from that, because it's a whole bunch of lost people. That's the modern day social media society, because so many lost people, like it's what the one-eyed leading the blind. That's what's happening. And again, I want to say that I have been there too, but I feel like I have woken up since 8 years already. Like I have been a social animal. Now I have been a certified life coach and nutritionist, and I've been deeply immersing myself in healing trauma, healing back into femininity and energy work, and also studying culture, like ancient culture, the German culture, the Western culture, the Ghanaian culture. Yeah, having the contrast there, and where it's more rooted in, yeah, human nature, where it's more collective. We need each other. Yeah, and then the Western world where everyone is like, comfortable to just go out on their own and feel like they don't need their parents, they don't need anyone. And so that's what I've been studying, and also of course influence. So who's influencing us? And I know especially for me as a brown girl and other lost people, I think basically everyone, like we seek what we didn't find in our homes, and we're just being entertained, and then we just fall into the trap of social media, and then we think we can do all kinds of crazy things that will just make us fall down on our floor, on our face, and we don't know how to get back up again. So yeah, with all that being said, I think I really want to highlight to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, yes. Learn how to become a full embodied woman that is sexual. Yes, that is sensual, but that's also spiritual. Yeah, spiritual and connected to a higher truth. Yeah, not only in survival mode. Also ask yourself, why are you offering your sexuality like that? Why? Like, why do you feel so oppressed? Like, who really oppressed you? Like, I am at the stage in my life, I think I always had it because I grew up in a very multicultural environment, also with Muslims and people wearing hijab. I also have one like famous client. She also wears a hijab. Yeah. So I know this culture a little bit, and I also know, and I believe and I see it, that it's good. Like I understand the mindset behind it, because men can be so savage. And for a woman to protect herself, yeah, men can go crazy about everything, about your feet. You know, that's where we live today. And that's cool. That's fine. I want my man to go crazy about my feet. I want my man to go crazy about my body. I want my man to go crazy about my hair, about my lips, about my eyes. Yes, I want that. I think that's a woman's need. We want that. We want to be desired. We want to be desired. We want to be glorified. That's the nature, like that's the goddess nature inside of us. Again, that's the diva inside of us. We want to be put on a pedestal. We want to be provided for and protected. We want to be cherished. Yeah, we want that. That's our soul. That's our essence. And at the same time, don't give it access to everybody, because not everybody will do that. People, as I said, will, like men, savage men will just rape you energetically if you offer all that goodness. Yeah, if you offer all that goodness, and if you offer all that goodness, be aware to protect yourself, whether it be energetically where people can feel that they can't approach you. But some people are so basic. Some people are so unaware, so unsensitive. If you look a certain way, they will approach you. Like they don't feel the energy. They don't care. They just see the meat, or they just see you in your physical form, and they will approach you. So be aware that you will have to protect you, maybe in a nice way, you know, be like, yeah, no, I'm not available for this. Or, yeah, thank you for the compliment, but I'm not interested. like whatever, you know, be, you can also be nice. That's my recommendation, because most of the time, savage men, if you give them the boot, like if you say like, oh no, I'm not interested, they will insult you. And if you become very rude, they might even do some other crazy things, right? We are living in a crazy world. So please be aware that if you dress a certain way, that you know how to carry yourself, you know how to speak, and you know how to protect yourself. Very important, very important, very important. Oh, God, yeah. So that's a core message. So kind of to sum it up, I always speak along, but I just want to put that message across. I believe that we are living in a society where most of the children are kind of traumatized, because in the Western world, women become very masculine. They go work. Children don't have the bonding time in the first years of their life. So they really become, I learned that it's called mother hunger. They become hungry of attention. Yeah, that's also the social media society. And I've been in it too. I just want to say that. Like, they become very hungry. We become very hungry of attention because we didn't get enough attention from our moms and our dads. Yeah, so we grow up and then we become like hungry for attention. And then it can show in school and whatever. And then we just grow up to still be that very hungry child for attention. And then every little bit of attention will lead to us opening up to toxicity, to men who give us attention. Yeah. And then if we glorify the hip hop culture, the pop culture, where everything about like sex is just being so, what is it? What did I say? Innocent, yeah, innocent, where we are portraying sex, like just being totally naked, very innocent, being like a little girl. You know, yes, we all like to do that. It's also in me still, with the lollipop and be like, yeah, we're so cute, you know, and then we're little girls. And at the same time, we attract all these predators. And if nobody has told you to be cautious around how you carry yourself and your sexuality, you will get lost in the sauce. You will get lost in the sauce, and you will become a very easy target, a very easy target, because you are craving attention. You think it's okay to be super sexy. Yeah, but you haven't learned boundaries, and you haven't learned how to carry yourself and to say no in a non-threatening way. And then you end up probably, and I have to say, it happened to me too, again, like you end up sleeping with the wrong men. You end up sleeping with the wrong men. Then instead of listening to your body and your soul, because you're so conditioned, your mind has been so conditioned to then tell you, oh yeah, I'm not ashamed because I can do whatever I want with my body. I can do whatever I want with my body. Like I'm body, yada, 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 body, yada, 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 yada. That's probably what you're going to do. You know, that's probably what you're going to do. You're going to be like, I'm so free. I'm so independent. Yeah, I'm a boss bitch and all of that nonsense. Yeah. And then over time, and if you get older, yes, you get older, and you're going to be like, shit, I feel depleted. I feel depleted because all those men, they robbed my energy. Yeah, no, like depending on how many men you allowed access to your energy, to your time, to your space, and to your body, you feel depleted. Nobody has given you anything back. That's why there's one woman on the internet and she's always saying like, let them pay whatever it is. You go out with a man, let him pay, because your energy is what they crave. It's a feminine energy that they crave. It's not only your body. It's not only your beauty, but it's your energy. Is that's what you bring to the table, right? The feminine energy. And if it's high frequency and if it's pure, oof, I just made that connection myself. Like just purity, right? Being insecure, not insecure. I don't know why I'm always saying insecure. innocent, if you're being innocent, the pure innocent feminine energy is so sweet. Oh my God, it's like honey. It's like honey. It's like honey to everybody. It's especially honey to men. Yeah, because you're playful, you're sweet, you want to take care, you know, like all that beautiful sweet feminine energy. And then they destroy that, you know, but because you didn't have a mother that told you, you didn't have a father maybe that told you, or you decided because you follow social media and all of the trends, you decided to still go out there and explore for yourself. And then you come back 20 years later, being totally broken, having depleted yourself, maybe probably became a girlfriend or became engaged, but never really marrying, not getting money back and all of that. Yes, and I'm saying that from experience. Yeah, I'm saying that from experience, my own experience, friends' experience, just looking around in my life and seeing like the people that were too influenced from a broken home. And then, as I'm saying today, by hip hop culture and this whole feminist thing, I can do whatever I want. Yeah, it's an agenda. I also say that it's an agenda. It's the anti-family agenda, because if you tell every woman to go out there and work and be a boss bitch and hustle and all of that, and then you're going to win the prize. What's the prize? The natural prize for a woman is to be beautiful. That's what we want. Yeah, we've always want that. That's why the beauty industry is so big, because it's really a natural desire by women to want to beautify herself. We want to be in relationship because we are wired for relationship. We want to be loved and cherished, and we want to be mothers. We want to give that energy to somebody most of the time. And I was guilty of that too. Many times we get lost, because then when we get into the age where we want to mother someone, we end up mothering a man. If we don't know better, yeah, we mother a man, and then we don't actually do the right steps in order to get married to a real man, not to a child, yeah, and then to actually create a family, and then to mother our sons and daughters, and not the man. So don't mother a man. But this anti-family agenda is real. Yeah, and that's why I'm here, to restore femininity, restore the feminine spirit. Yeah, because I believe also, as the guy, as I just said, this guy said, yeah, all the men, they don't want to get into relationships anymore because it's so easy to find women to sleep with. It's so bad. Like, just maybe 50 years ago, it was so hard for a man, like a normal man, to have sex. Yeah, maybe 50 years ago, there was, I don't know if there was the porn industry already, but there was bordels. Like, they have existed for a long, long time. But the thing is with that, I think that good men, yeah, good men on a spectrum, maybe they wanted sex, but they also weren't so desperate that they went to the bordel. Yeah, so today is very normal. Today we have all these platforms. What is it called? You like all the, like the porn platforms, but also OnlyFans and other things. Like, everything is full of nonsense. Yeah, it's so easy to get sex. Oh my goodness, I feel sick to my stomach, to be honest, really. And that's why I believe the women that are offering this very cheap sex, they are broken. They're totally broken, and they have only learned to survive by offering the most sacred part of themselves. Yeah, and they're making good money because that's what men crave. Men crave the feminine energy. Men crave the sexual energy, but it's not going to make them rise higher. So it's a downfall of society. Women offering cheap sex, yeah, and sex everywhere. Men just consuming and just keeping them in their lower nature. It's the downfall of society. That's why I am here to invite you ladies to raise your standards and to really only sleep with men, with one man that is willing and able to provide and protect for you safety, love, shelter, a home, so you can be safe. That's what a woman actually desires. It's not only money. She wants to be safe and secured. Yes, it has to do with money, but it's not only that. Yeah. And you want to be loved and cherished and be protected. So the man will put his hand above you so you can be safe, and then you can have your children, and then you can be happy. That's what I truly believe in. Like, I have been a lost disciple as well. But I truly believe that that's really what we crave for. And then we don't have to make up all these invented purposes and things like that. Your purpose is to be a woman and then mother, I believe. Like some women, of course, you don't want to be a mother. You can also mother other things, other people and projects. But at the end of the day, I still believe that many women are also being trained out of wanting to be mothers, because there's a very bad narrative around being a mother. It's burdensome. It's expensive. The world we are in is not going to be a good world for children. Yeah, but only if we let only dumb people continue to make the rules and be the majority of society. Yeah, but if people actually rise up, men and women, and go on their divine places as like divine feminine and divine masculine in representation on this human plane, and creating something new out of the union, yeah, we can create something new. Like, I don't want to go too deep into the spiritual right now, but that's basically what it is. Like, it's a mindset. It's also a brainwash that women don't want to be mothers. It's true, right? I think I look very good on camera. I have my mirror here as well. Okay. So just to kind of teach you here with my pen and with my paper. So yeah. Women's sexual energy is so powerful. It is life-giving, literally. Literally. The energy that we have here is life-giving. So don't let anyone exploit that energy. If you offer that energy, and you offer that energy everywhere you go, yeah, if you offer it, don't give it away for cheap. Don't give it away for cheap. Your time, your presence, your energy, yeah, and use it for yourself. Use it for yourself. You can use it to be creative. You can use it to look young and beautiful. You can use it to make money. You know, like, that's really like, that's the fountain of youth right there. I will talk about more about that. But there are some things that we don't talk about here on the internet, because it's such a big platform and I'm still learning how to navigate, because I'm very open. I'm not really holding things back. But at the same time, there's other rooms. Yeah, there's other dimensions to go deeper into the knowledge of sacred femininity. And I want to say and leave you here. And I didn't believe that for a long time. Life is dangerous. Life is dangerous. Life is not only good. Yeah. So I'm a spiritual, right? I'm a spiritual student. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a spiritual adept. I'm a spiritual being. I believe in the goodness of life. I do believe in the goodness of life. Otherwise I wouldn't be here. But what I needed to hear, maybe probably 20 years ago, really. Yeah. I heard it, but maybe I wasn't really ready on the level, on the cellular level, probably maybe because I would have broken down, because I'm also traumatized. Yeah. So, but life is dangerous for women. Life is dangerous for single women. Women can be so easy to manipulate, because, you know, like the saying, don't assume that everybody thinks the way you think, especially kind-hearted, good women. Yeah. And if you don't know, and if you never had a father or a mother or a tribe or a group of people, your family protecting you, know that life is dangerous. Know that life is dangerous. And better to walk around being protected, overly protected, and assuming everyone is a threat, better that Yeah. And taking the right precautions than just being naive and walking into the what is it called? The lion, I don't know what you say, like, but this the die Höhle des Löwens, right? Like the cave of the lion. I don't know if that's the right translation, but don't just walk in there unprepared and naive, like, oh, I didn't even know that. Yes, know it, please. I also thought people are nice. I also thought men are nice, but oh no, the nature behind that can be bad. There are nice men, yes, conscious men. Conscious and cultivated men. They have to be conscious and cultivated. Otherwise, a man is just really an animal, a savage animal looking for sex from women. Basically, that's it. And every man has that inside of him, even the conscious, cultivated man. But he has to actually live it and apply it in order for him to show that he has values, and values are more of a higher realm. Values are more of the spiritual realm. If you don't know what your values are, you're probably a savage as well. Yeah. So life is dangerous for women who are not protected, protected by the government, protected by the society and the rules and the regulations of society, protected by her tribe, protected by her family, protected by the teachings of her mother, and the real protection of her brothers and fathers. Yeah. Women have to be protected. And yeah, where are the men? I mean, I live in Germany, and this society is going to collapse totally. This society is going to totally collapse. We are in times of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. We are in times of every sin on the planet. We are in these times. We do. Like, we are. And that's why, and I heard it, and I have been thinking about it for a long time now, but I think I heard it yesterday as well. The more and more people are going, for example, to Dubai, because Dubai is a very, like, it's an Islamic country. I've been to Dubai, and I can say, like, I didn't feel, people say they feel very safe, and I can attest to that. I felt safe, and I still didn't feel constricted. Like, I wore what I wanted. Like, I had some shorts on. It's a hot country, obviously. I had shorts on. I showed my legs, but at the same time, being aware, like, not being too slutty. It's good. It's good to have that, like, field, you know, where people know it is not normal, and you shouldn't normalize it. I also learned something from one mentor I'm continuously talking about, that shame, like, shame on you. Don't do that. It's shameful. That it's good. Like, I think so many people in the West, they're like, no, shameless, shameless, I'm shameless. It's bad to have no shame. I think it's bad to have no shame, because shame is like an indicator in you. You shouldn't feel ashamed to be who you are, and also about your mistakes, because at that time you didn't know better. Just like me, like, I'm not ashamed to be here, even though I'm definitely a sinner and I didn't always do things right. I didn't. Yeah. And I'm not going to sit here being like, I'm perfect. No, I'm not. Yeah. But it is good to feel shame. It's good to feel a sense of, I don't want to show that right now. I don't want to talk about that right now. I don't, because it's a very delicate and a protect worthy essence of you, your sexual energy. So don't put your pearls before swine. Yeah, don't. Where are the men? Where are the values? Where are the providers and the protectors? I don't know. Like, I don't see too many as of yet. And I'm looking forward to change my reality right now. And at the same time, I'm here to share my experience and to share my knowledge with you ladies, so you can learn. Yeah, so you can learn, and you can be a sacred woman, in this really, really chaotic, vulgar world. Yeah. Yada, 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 yada. Okay. It's about duality. I'm not prude. Not none of that. And as I said, like all of that is also still speaking to me. I was raised with the hip hop culture, definitely. Yeah. So I'm not saying that, of course, it's made that way. It invites you to dance, it invites you to move your hips and all of that. But just make sure that it's in a space where you feel provided, where you feel protected in. Yeah. And not just to show it to everybody. And I want to leave you just with one other thought, and it has been a lot, I know, but I just want to say that really value yourself. Like the diamonds that you're seeking inside the world, yeah, is inside your womb. So don't give it away for cheap. That's it for today. Bye-bye.